Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. How are you doing? Are you recovering from candy overdose, or are you doing well? I want to let you know we did not have a candy overdose. We just stayed quietly in our home because all our kids are grown, the grandkids, they're not here in hot Atlanta. So I know that they went out and did a bunch of stuff, but we just stayed quiet. So I'm hoping that you did the same. There's a lot of buzz going on here in Atlanta, in the state of Georgia today, around the election and potentially having the first black female governor. That's so awesome. So what I want to say to you is I want you to go out and vote. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what your party affiliation is, what your thoughts are. Just go and vote. Because if you, you know, whatever you want to do, just go vote. If you want to see your candidate in, go and vote. Exercise your right to vote if you're a citizen of this country. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So today we're going to talk about how to succeed after failure. So this is something that I think a lot of people need to listen to talk about, because we all fail. Failure happens every day, and everyone fails at some time from something. I've failed a lot. I'm going to share my failures with you today and tell you what I did to get past it. And that's what I want you to know. You can get past it. I think that one of my biggest failures, I feel, was in being diagnosed with breast cancer, because I felt at the time that I had failed myself, my body, my family, everything. I mean, I was a personal trainer for 10 years. I ate healthy. I worked out really hard. I competed in bodybuilding and fitness contests. And, you know, my physical appearance and my healthiness, my wellness was very important to me. So when I got the diagnosis that I was, you know, that I had stage 2 breast cancer, I was like, what? I felt like that I had failed myself and my body had failed me. And it took me really a long time to get over that. But in the end, you know, I had to come to grips with everything that had happened and why it happened, and there's no reason why you get diagnosed or what happens. And I figured out that it was because of a triple whammy that happened. You know, it was environmental. I think all the things that are in our soil, in our air, the stuff that's happening had something to do with it. Plus, my husband had, that was in January, because I was diagnosed in July. And he recovered, but he almost died from that thing. That put me into a full stress mode. I was totally stressed out, you know, losing, you know, finding the love of your life, almost losing him and stuff. And the doctor telling you that he might not recover, that was huge. So I was totally stressed out. My immune system was compromised. And then I had been having diagnostic mammograms on my left breast for the past eight years. I'd been going, you know, every 6 months to look at that, and nothing had happened. But I think it was one of those storms that happened, and boom. But I'm still here. I'm alive and well. God has blessed me to get my health back, and I can say that I'm a survivor. And all those survivors out there, my hat is off to you. But now there's something bigger going on. That's metastatic breast cancer, where not only women, but people who have been diagnosed with it are living with it. So my hat is off to you for dealing with this awful disease condition, and we need to find a cure. So that's my other soapbox. But, you know, the thing is all about failure. And I wanted to quote Dr. Wiley Jolly. He said, your setback is just the setup for a comeback. Your setback is just the setup for a comeback. I love that. I love, you know, thinking about it in that way. Because it's not really the failing that's the thing. It's what you do after you fail. It's the combat, the comeback. What are you doing to get yourself up off the floor, you know, from up from bankruptcy, from a health thing, from divorce, from somebody leaving you, whatever you're going through, from your business failing, whatever it is, what are you doing? What can you do? And that's what I wanted to share with you today. I've got like four things, strategies, what, you know, things you can do that can help you get past that. And, you know, I want to help you with that. So I promised that I would share some failures with you. I told you one of them. So another one is when I was younger, I would say teenager, I got fired from McDonald's. Now, who in the world gets fired from McDonald's, right? McDonald's is the place that you go to. It's usually a lot of people's first jobs. I had it and I lost it. Why? Because I'm an entrepreneur, not an employee. Even at that early age, I knew it. And I was always trying to do things my way. I have to admit, I didn't have a lot of respect for the managers and stuff because half of them didn't know. I felt that they didn't know what they were doing. Now, there are a lot of great managers out there. I have worked for a lot of great managers, but I just felt like when you're a teenager, you feel like you know everything. You know everything. You can do anything. You're going to live forever. And I was like, I'm not taking this. And I wanted to be very defiant. I was always a defiant child, my mom said, and a defiant individual. I have learned to kind of quell a lot of that. Not all of it, because I'm still defiant in some things. But, you know, I got fired from McDonald's. The second thing, my first marriage. I feel like that was a marriage failure. We were married for 7 years, but out of that I got two beautiful children. Love them to death. They actually are grown, and my daughter has children of her own. So now I got these awesome grandkids. So even though marriage failed, I got two great children and five grandkids out of it. So can't be too mad. And because of what happened after that and how I was able to get myself together, I have been married for I've known him for 25 years, married for 24 years, to the love of my life, my husband, Alvin, who I love so dearly and so much and contribute, I guess, a lot of my success in business too. Because he's the one who said, you need to be in business for yourself. You don't want to work, you can't work for anybody else. You are in entrepreneur and not an employee, so let's get this thing rolling. And you know, he is the one that came up with the idea about Creative Services and International. We got that started, and that's been going for 24 years also. And then collaborations. I have failed at collaborations. You know, I always talk about collaborations and what built my business, but sometimes you got to kiss a lot of frogs to get to the ones that were. You know, I was in several different collaborations, and I'm not going to go through, you know, each one and tell you what happened, but just know I failed at some collaborations. You know, there were some that I wanted to move on, but I felt stuck. And there were others that I felt like the person or whatever that I was partnering with was not doing what needed to be done, or maybe I felt like I was doing all the stuff that needed to get things rolling and keep things rolling. So for whatever reason, they didn't work out. My longest and best and most successful partnership has definitely been my marriage to my husband and our business. So we've been marriage partners and business partners for 25 years now, and that has been totally successful. So I look at all the other ones that I went through, and I'm like, okay, they didn't work, but this one surely does. So I'm happy about that. Hold on 1 second. I just got this notice, and I want to make sure everything was good. Yes, definitely. Everything's good. Everything's good. Sometimes you got these messages. You got to check them because you never know what's happening with your clients. I try to really stay focused when I'm doing it, but sometimes – and everything's good. So let me move on. And another thing that I failed at was my first real product launch. This happened in 2009. I remember it to this day right now. I was watching something. I don't know. I guess I got an email from, I was following Lisa Sasevich, which I still follow her now. and she came out and she was launching something. And I looked at her launch, and it was so different. It was something I'd never seen before. She had these videos, and, you know, it was video one, video two, video three. It was released a day apart. Now, if you know anything about online marketing, that's just old school now. But this was in 2009, so that was a new thing. And I just loved it. She had this music behind it. She was introducing herself. She told you how you position yourself. I was like, ooh, I can do that. So I did. I was like, I can create that. And that's one of the things about me. If I see something that I want to do, I'm just on it. And that's one of the bad things or the shortcomings. Sometimes I'm just on it and I don't think about it. I just run for it. And that's why my husband and I work out so well, because he stops me. It's like, hey, you know, get this together, do this. But anyway, I created that whole thing, mimicked her launch, you know, did what I thought I could do with the words and the sales page and everything. I just copied everything she did. I did not plagiarize it, but, I duplicated it. So I thought I did it exactly like she did. I released those three videos, and then what did I do? The end led to an online – today we call them webinars, but it was just voice. And I sold exactly zero, 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 zero. I did not sell anything on that. And I was just so stunned that nobody bought anything off my product launch. Nobody, you know, a couple of people said, oh, Carol, you did just such a great job. I got a lot of information. It was awesome. But there was no cha-ching going on there. So I was like just devastated. I didn't know what to do. So those are some of my failures. So what got me through? All the health scares, the business failures, the personal failures, whatever. My family, my friends, and my loved ones, yes, they're the ones who got me through that. But what really did it were the connections that I made with fellow business owners and how we were there for each other. That's the real thing that got me through. Those relationships of the people who I could turn to and the people who I could talk to, including my husband, because he's an entrepreneur himself. And, you know, just break down and cry and boohoo or whatever I needed to do and move forward, because you can't stay stuck and wallowing in your failure. Because what do? You just make a big muddy mess and you're just still wallowing while life goes on. Because I can tell you, I did not think that life would go on after my mother passed, and that was in 1994, just a few months after my husband and I got married. I just knew life would just end. My mom is gone. What? But all around you, life still goes on. The birds still fly, the flowers still bloom, people still make other mistakes, and you get older. So things happen in your life. And I had to learn that even through my failures, I needed to get up, dust myself off, figure out what happened, and move past it. So that's where we are. So I'm going to share with you how I got past these things. The number one thing I did, I surrounded myself with like-minded people, including business owners. Now, when I went through my, you know, my personal stuff, of course I had personal people, you know, personal friends and family and stuff who were there. I could lean on them. But business is another thing, because when that launch failed, I had no idea what I did wrong, why people weren't buying. And so because of the people that I was around, they suggested some things to me, and they told me that I really needed to get more training. If I didn't know why, then I needed to figure out why, and I needed to get training. I needed to figure out what I wanted to do and get training on that so that I could move forward in doing the next one right. Because even though the thing failed with the webinar and all that, I didn't want to stop. I loved doing it. I loved the interaction I had with people, even if it was on the phone, through voice, and I loved doing the videos. I found my niche. I'm like, ooh, this is so awesome. Let me just move forward. But I knew I had to get training. I knew I had to make an investment to get training, because not everything – there's a lot of free stuff out there, but the nitty-gritty specifics you got to pay for. So the second thing that I did was I talked to a few select people to get all my feelings out. I wanted them to know – I wanted them to share in what I was going through, like, why? You know, I'm crying, and I'm like, oh, my God, do people hate me? Was my information not on point? I know you felt this way. Was I not saying the right stuff? But I was confident in what I knew. I knew that I knew what I knew. And I knew that if people followed what I was doing, that they would, you know, they would succeed. And I just couldn't understand why it wasn't working or why people weren't purchasing or, you know, why people weren't following or whatever. So I talked to some people who were doing other things that I wanted to do. I talked to people who were doing videos already, who were doing webinars. And believe you me, in 2009, that wasn't a whole lot of people because it was a new thing. Video marketing was new. Webinars were new. You know, showcasing yourself like that was new. People were just doing sales pages and signing up folks after that. But, you know, adding in this other media was like, whoa. So there wasn't a lot of people, but I did find some. And then number three, then this is very important. I stopped seeing failure, and I started working on what didn't work. I stopped seeing it as a failure, and I started working on what could I do differently? How could I get over this, get past this? So let's go back to my failures, right? So when I got fired from McDonald's, I was young, so I had a lot of growing up and all that to do. So I got other jobs, and I realized that the job that I had at McDonald's was a great teaching lesson about, you know, working for people, respecting authority, doing what you need to do, all that. So I grew up. I learned. My first marriage, what I had to figure out, what did I really want? Now that the whole fairy tale of marriage going on forever was completely busted for me, I had to figure out, you know, what kind of man did I want to be with? What type of person was I? What role did I play in the failure of that? And once I figured that out, then I could move on to this new marriage that I've been in for 24 years. And, you know, yes, we've had our ups and downs, but all in all, it's still successful. We're still going. You know, we're in it to win it. We're in it to the wheels fall off this thing. And then in collaborations, I figured out that I needed to vet these people better, the people that I was going to work with. And I needed to also figure out exactly what I wanted from them. And I had to tell them, look, if we're going to work together, this is what I want you to do. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Can you handle that? Yes. Okay, cool. And I'm going to do, you know, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Is that cool? Cool. And then I created, I was upfront with them about what I wanted, what I didn't want, how this thing was going to work, what I expected to get out of it. I mean, I learned a lot from the collaborations that I went through. And it's all about learning. It's all about growing. It's all about being honest with yourself as to what role you play, because all of our failures have something to do with us, all of them. So you never know what it is that is going to help you fail or help you succeed, but you go through it. You know, if it doesn't work, you learn and you get past it. And then finally, my first product launch, I figured out, like I said, that I needed to create a plan, and I need to invest in someone who knew more than I did about webinars and getting people to say yes and putting myself out there and all that. And that's what I did. I invested actually in Webinar Seduction by Rob Schultz, which is a phenomenal program because he gets down to the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts of what you need to do in a webinar, how to get to yes, how to figure out, you know, who you're talking to, what they want, what you're willing to give them, and how to give it to them in small chunks so you're not giving them so much they can't understand it. Because I realized in going through that program that I was just fire hosing people. I knew what I knew that I knew was awesome and they needed this stuff, but I was just like throwing everything at them, everything and the kitchen sink. So just imagine being hit with all this fire hose water and the kitchen sink is hitting you on the head too. So guess what? These people got confused. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to go. And a confused mind does nothing. So the nothing was, I'm not buying your program because, for one, I'm overwhelmed with all the stuff you've given me. This is awesome, but I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to sort it out or do whatever with it. The second thing is you've given me so much information, I need to take time to categorize it and see how I can work it into my life and my business and see what I can do. And the third thing is I can do this on my own now. You laid everything out for me so perfectly because you're so awesome. I can do this myself. Thank you for that, which was not the outcome that I wanted because, number one, I knew that they couldn't do it by themselves. Even if I gave them every single piece of information, which I did, they couldn't do this. They wouldn't know how, you know, it's like having this million puzzle piece thing and you just flop it down on the table and you don't give them the end result. You don't show them, hey, the puzzle looks like this. You just give them the pieces and they're trying to put this thing together. It's going to take them forever. And guess what? They're not going to do it. They're going to stop. And then they're going to think, well, that was good, great information. I'll get back to that later. And that's what happened. So, but by investing in his program and learning about what I was doing, was not doing, and should be doing, along with all the other people that were in the program, because we were all in this together, and we got to talk to each other regularly, and it was a plethora of different businesses and ideas. It was awesome. And after that, and this is actually when I was a personal trainer, I hooked up with Dr. Susan Stooks, who is actually my client now, and I'm helping her with social media stuff. And we created 25 Pounds Down, a six-week plan to help you lose weight without pills or any kind of without pills or supplements, basically. Diet pills. Supplements are really good, and I'm not going to get on that, but without diet pills. And it worked. People signed up for the program, and they did the stuff. They lost the weight. It was great. It was all because I learned from that failure of that first launch. I learned what to do by investing in someone who had already done what I was doing and having that camaraderie of all these people. So my number four thing is invest. You have to invest in training to get to where you need to be. I don't care what it is. If you want to be a doctor, you got to invest in going to medical school and getting training, residency, all of that. If you want to be a lawyer, you got to invest. If you want to be anything that's, you know, you're an expert or an authority, you got to make an investment. You really do. There's a lot of free stuff out there, but there's only so far free is going to get you. There's only so far. And mentors and people, experts and authorities, they're only going to share their top knowledge with people who pay them. And even, let me tell you this, even if you could get their playbook and they wrote everything down in their playbook or the book that they wrote or the program and you go through it, you still don't have them. By investing in a program, you have them to talk with to kind of, really, you're doing this? How about doing that? Or for them to think about, because they've been there. You know, they've paved the way for you. They created this path. So you only get to work with them when you invest with them. And that's how it should be. Because who wants to give their expertise away for free? Nobody. And if you do, I mean, there's just always a price. I mean, Jesus didn't really give his stuff away for free either. I mean, you had to come, you had to be saved, and you had to go through all that so that you could be a Christian. And there are other things that you have to do for other religions and things that you want to get into. So that's an example of just, you know, you got to do stuff. You still got to pay the price. That's what I'm saying. Geniuses, experts, authorities, you got to pay the price to work with them, whatever their price is. It may not be money. It may be actions. It may be something else. But you got to pay the price because they're actually working with you to help you. So I want you to understand that. So those are the four things you need to do. You need to, one, after you fail, you know, waller in it for a minute, get all your crying out, get your upsetness out, even if you're a man. You know, men cry too, just so you know. I know you cry too. So then number one, surround yourself with like-minded individuals who can help you. They're not going to help you waller. They're going to pull you up out of that hole that you're in and help you and dust you off and help you get yourself together. Then you need to talk to a select few. Talk to a select few. Really tell them. Get it all out. You know, I did this. I thought this was going to work. Can you help me? Or sometimes you don't even need to say, can you help me? Number three, stop looking at it as a failure and see what you need to learn from it. And then number four, you need to invest. You need to invest. Whatever the investment is, you need to invest so that you can get to the next level that you want to go to. So, you know, I want you to know that I struggled with this whole thing. I struggle, and this podcast is about unmarketing your business, unmarket your business, you know, putting traditional marketing on its head. So I was one of those people, I struggled with marketing my business, even after I had that successful launch. How do I market this thing? How do I find my people? How do I know what to do? And I struggled with, you know, being the one that people wanted to listen to and knowing that people would actually pay me for what I knew and for what I share. But, you know, God wouldn't let me continue to be silent and keep my gifts close to my heart and stay hidden. He put me in situations and in front of people who needed me, listened to me, and followed my instructions. And then guess what? My strategies started working. My clients started seeing success. And then people like the money maven Patrice Washington, 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney, and 7-figure business coach Pamela Bruner started telling me that I knew what I was talking about, like I knew, and that people should listen to me. Then my phone started ringing, my email inbox started filling up, and my calendar started dinging with appointments. And most importantly, my PayPal account started sending me these "you got money" notices. That was the best. Now God has put me in a position to help you do exactly the same. Now I want you to imagine how it will feel for your phone to start ringing with potential client calls, your email inbox to fill up with requests, your calendar to overflow with client calls and inquiries, and best of all, your PayPal account to start sending you got money notices. Wouldn't that be awesome? Imagine getting new clients in your business as a result of using marketing strategies at work, making more money from your business from these new clients, and having more freedom to do more in your business and in your life because you are a successful entrepreneur whose marketing strategies are working instead of being unhappy, wallowing in your what you call failures. Now you're being successful. Well, I've got something for you. I want to share this with you. I'm just launching it. It's called Next Level 90. And Next Level 90 is the online unmarketing mastermind group that I created to not only accompany my book, Unmarket Your Business, but it gives the participants access to the what, the how, the when of making these marketing strategies work together successfully. Now, this program is 90 days, and 90 days is enough because it's going to be intense. And during this 90 days, this group, we're going to be together. You're going to see a massive change in the way you market your business, the results you can expect, and the way you approach marketing as a whole. You're going to gain insight, support, and knowledge from like-minded entrepreneurs. And you're going to receive guidance and become an integral part of the brainstorming that turns failure into success. And you will also experience key accountability, advice, expertise, and motivation because you know this. We can run everybody else's business but our own, right? So in helping each other, we actually help ourselves. And you're going to also dive into experiential learning where you are seeing and doing and not just sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to happen. And you're going to stimulate your mind, break down barriers in your psyche, and then explode your business. And I want you to go to this link right now, and that is csicorporation.com/next-level. I want you to apply to be in this mastermind because together we can do this. Together we all win. I'm only accepting 6 participants, and together we're going to meet monthly. We're going to work this thing out, and we're going to get started with this before Black Friday. We're actually getting started next Tuesday. So I want you to go there right now, csicorporation.com/next-level, and look and see if this is something that interests you. Is this something that you want to do? Do you want to be successful not only in this last bit of 2018, but in 2019? So this is going to help you. So, again, csicorporation.com/next-level. Go there, read all the stuff that I have there, the information. Apply to be a part of this, and we're going to get started. So that's all I have for you today. So I want you to make sure that – just know that you're going to fail at something at some time. Everybody does. But failure doesn't have to define you, and you can succeed after failure. And I want to help you do that. So go to csicorporation.com/next-level. That's all I have for you today. I will see you again next week. Everybody be safe, and remember, go and vote. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the unmarketing nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.